Hi, this is the team from Search Party Property. I'm Luke Moroney.
And I'm Mark Navin.
The reasons behind us doing this podcast is that we see a lot of people read books, attend seminars, but lack the action to buy investment properties. So we come up with a few ideas, share a topic of the week, and give you a deal that we're doing right now in terms of property investing.
So this week, what we're looking to do is we're actually looking to switch what we did last week, where we spoke about what I was doing, and we're looking to talk to Luke about, one, how he got involved in property and his journey to success. So Luke, just tell us a little bit about what drew you to property, what got you involved in property, why did you choose property as opposed to, you know, something else, maybe like shares or currency trading or something like that. Why property?
Yeah, it's a good question, Mark. I always keep hearing those terms that often, or the sentences that people use. They're not making any more land. 75% of the earth is covered by water, and they're not making any more land. So put your money into land. And it's those sort of cliche thoughts that keep repeating in my mind, and I saw success on a lot of other people, including my brother, who had recently, or in that short term, made a lot of money out of a property investment that he had purchased. So I took the steps forward and looked to purchase in that same suburb as he did, and he had made doubled his money in a very short amount of time. So I was really excited by what he was doing, and I carried on from that regards in terms of purchasing my first property.
So your first property was in the same suburb that your brother bought in?
Yeah, exactly right. It was out in Western Sydney in the suburb of Blacktown.
Okay.
And that particular property, in actual fact, he had growth in that his property for that previous 4 years prior to me purchasing. So I was really excited about it. If he could do the same, had that growth, I could potentially have that same growth. And I was really excited by the opportunity, but I didn't really know much about the market. I didn't know what was actually happening at the time. And I didn't have any knowledge about, you know, property cycles and how things worked. And I pretty much just dove in and head first. Only hearing about his brief experiences, but not understanding anything about the market. And as a result, I bought that property back in 2002, and it was pretty much at the peak of the market during that time. Mm-hmm. On top of that, that property did not grow in value for 10 years, had very little growth. And also, I tried to manage that property on my own rather than using a property manager. So trying to save money along the way as well.
But, you know, that's really good, you know, because I think a lot of people do the same sort of thing. I did the same thing as well with my first investment property that I bought, not knowing a great deal, just invested, read a little bit, educated myself, but was just, you know, took that action. And that's what I think, you know, probably 50% of people do, is they look at something, they take action. With the little bit of knowledge that they know, but knowing now what, knowing then what you know now, it might have been a bit different story. You might have put your money somewhere else, right?
Definitely, it would have been a situation that, you know, I was. What I know now is I would have looked at a different market, still remain within property, because that's a real passion of mine, in terms of where I am right now. But I would have looked at other markets. I would have got a team of experts around me, and I would have educated myself. I didn't even read any books at that stage or actually understand anything about property. And I just thought, oh, it's easy enough. Just go to a real estate agent, pick an area and just buy a property. And it just resulted in some losses in terms of issues with tenants. We've heard all those stories, tenants not paying rent, damage to property.
But you know what? What do I think you got out of that property? Yes, you had some losses and you didn't make any money for 10 years on that particular property. But because you took that action, you learned so much from those mistakes.
I definitely agree. And I think I wouldn't be in this position today if it wasn't for that first property and making those mistakes. Sometimes people say that if you've had success at the start, then you have bigger losses through your portfolio, growing a portfolio. So sometimes it's almost, you know, you don't want it to happen, but sometimes those losses or those lessons actually grow your knowledge, grow your skill base, and you know how to, you know, avoid those mistakes next time.
Yeah.
And I think during that, during those lessons that I had, I started to realize that I needed to do things differently. So the education came into it, reading books, attending seminars, doing all what we spoke about at the start, but it was actually, you know, getting back in and taking action. So, and then having that team of experts around me to help me along that path, that journey of building a portfolio of properties.
Yeah. And that really leads me on to the second question that I had for you and for the audience. And I guess that everyone's sort of dying to hear from you is, so you've got quite a large portfolio now. You've got 30 plus properties. Everybody really wants to know, because they go, oh, well, I can buy one property, I can buy two properties, but they want to know, how did you get from that one property to 30 plus properties? How does that actually work?
Yeah, it's a good question. There's a number of different situations that have occurred for me to give me the ability to do that. And I'll go through a couple for you. But I think what we've got to remember is every single person is in a different framework, has a different setup, a different situation, a different skill base. And, you know, they may be going through different times in market cycles. Like as an example right now, one of the situations why I was able to grow the portfolio quite extensively, especially over the last 6 years, was because finance. At the time, about 5 or 6 years ago, finance was easy to get, as opposed to right now what we're experiencing, where the banks and the lenders have tightened up their policies and they're not lending as much money out to people. It's taking longer for people to apply and receive confirmation on their loans. So that's one particular reason why I was able to grow my portfolio. And I also mentioned that I bought that first property back in 2002. I had some patience in holding that property. Eventually, it did grow in value. So that's another reason that I was able to build on that portfolio. When I met that my wife, she also had a couple of properties in her portfolio as well. So as a joint venture between both of us, or a joint portfolio between us, we've got 30 properties in our portfolio. On top of that, we had a principal place of residence, which grew in significant value, almost doubled in the space of 6 years. So we purchased that property. We're able to draw money or equity out of that property to build the portfolio as well. So there's a number of different things that happened and occurred through building that portfolio of properties that helped us, you know, build that in such a to a significant amount as it is today, in average terms.
You know, like you were able to see those opportunities and capitalize on them, I guess.
And I think the biggest thing that I always come back to is that team of experts around me. I wouldn't have been able to do that if we didn't have the team of experts around me to, you know, sort of hold me accountable, motivate me, inspire me, and, you know, regularly attend seminars to actually bolster my confidence, my knowledge, my skills, and everything else that came around to actually building the portfolio.
Yeah. And look, you touched on it before and basically said that, you know, there's different circumstances for different times, you know, whether it's market cycles or whether it's finance or anything like that. And I think as investors, we've just got to be able to adjust and look at how we navigate those obstacles,
or even be patient, Mark. So, you know, it's a good thing. Sometimes we do need to sit on the sidelines.
Yeah.
But that's might wrap that up about my story today and get into the next part of our podcast, which is deal time.
Love it.
It is deal time. And it's an exciting time for everyone, all the viewers, to be listening in to what we're currently look at. So maybe you can give us a bit of a sense about what's going on in the marketplace and what, you know, give us an example of one deal that's going on right now that you really like.
So deal time, the property that I found, or one of my standout properties this week, is a little property out in the Ipswich area. We can pick it up for low 200. So definitely can pick it up for in the 230s, maybe a little bit less, not quite sure about that yet. Just still negotiating that one. It's on a larger block, so 850 plus. It's got a big shed on it. It is a 4-bedroom, 1-bathroom home. Now, the best part about this, apart from being on a big block and having a shed, which is definitely a bonus, is the house next door was a 3-bedroom, 1-bathroom. Keeping in mind that the one that we're looking at is a 4-bedroom, 1-bathroom, actually sold for in the 250. So I think around that sort of 255 sort of mark. And we can pick this up in the 230s. So fantastic deal. We've got some instant equity on the way in. It's rented for $285 a week. Tenants are happy to stay. It's a big block for the area. It's got that shed.
Killer. Sounds really good, Mark. And how do people get in touch with us in regards to securing up a deal like this one?
Best thing to do is to hit us up either on our emails, which is Mark or Luke at searchpartyproperty.com.au. So it would be Luke at searchparty.com.au or Mark at searchpartycom.au.
I think it's actually Luke at searchpartyproperty.com.au, Mark, and Mark at searchpartyproperty.com.au. Just a slight hiccup there, guys, in terms of the email addresses. And also you can call myself.
That's right.
On 0400-332-377. It's probably the best contact because Mark's out and about often in terms of securing other deals and talking to agents in the area. So I'm probably the best point of call in terms of making that contact on property investments.
Absolutely. And make sure you guys keep on hitting us up on social media as well, on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, all that sort of stuff.
You can fantastic. Through there as well. So next time on our next podcast, we want to talk about the next topic, which is options on investment strategies. So there's many investment strategies out there. We want to do a bit of a deep dive for you on the next podcast that we have coming up.
Absolutely. I'm
excited. Excellent, Mark. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in, and hopefully you've got a little bit of value and or even a lot of value out of our podcast and our thoughts. If you want to talk to us further, obviously we've just mentioned our email and my contact number to discuss further property investments and look to grow your property portfolio and wealth creation.